Dear disciples, friends, and well-wishers, we're going to hear from Vaisheshika Prabhu, who is going to encourage all of us in Sankirtan and especially the distribution of Srila Prabhupada's books. Ki Jai!
Bejare Munio Tagre Bhagavantam Atoksajam Satvam Vishuram Shemaya Kalpante Yenutaniha. The Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, second chapter, Divinity and Divine Service, which many devotees here know, gives the essential teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam. And within that, the Srimad Bhagavatam, of course, is the fruit of the tree of Vedic literature. And within that fruit, there are many sections which are specifically very sweet, especially that second chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, Divinity and Divine Service, which Srila Prabhupada quoted from many times. And within that, there's a beautiful verse, Bejure Munayo Tagre Bhagavantam Adhoksajam. That previously, all the great elevated personalities, those who are worth following, those personalities whom we should look to, who are not influenced by the three modes of material nature, as is the ordinary course in this world, Tribir Gunamayir Bhavir Ebe Sarvamidam Jagat Mohitam Nabijananti Mamebya Paramavyayam. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, normally everyone in this world is affected by the three modes of material nature, and therefore they're bewildered and they don't know me. But those who are not affected by the three modes of material nature, these are the great souls. Munayo, they're munis. Munayo Tagre. It says previously all these great personalities, they're doing one thing. They're dedicating their life to the worship of Lord Vishnu. Bejare Munayo Tagre Bhagavantam Adhoksajam. Because he's Adhoksaja. He's infallible. He is beyond the diction of any ordinary person. What is there within the alphabet, between A and Z, he's beyond that. Therefore, his name is Adhoksaja. He's inconceivably wonderful. And he's providing for every living being, the bodies that we walk in, the air that we breathe, the sun that it lightens our life and gives energy to everybody is coming from Adhoksaja. And those sages, they looked to him, they worshipped him, Bejare. Previously, all the great sages have done this, as the Bhagavatam is saying. Therefore, Bejare Munayo Tagre Bhagavantam Adhoksajam Satvam Bishudham Shemaya Kalpante Yenutaniha. They derive the highest benefit. Everyone's looking for the highest benefit. And they achieve the highest possible benefit that one can achieve in the human life as a soul, by worshipping Adhoksaja. Kalpante Yenutaniha means that if one follows these sages, not if one is a sage, not if one is free from the modes of material nature, but only if one follows in the footsteps of what these great sages have done, then that person, Kalpante Yenutaniha, Anu means to follow, those personalities, they also deserve the same destination as those great sages. And they achieve it by following in their footsteps. So, we're born into ignorance here. I'm born into ignorance in this world. And by the causeless mercy of my spiritual master who aggressively chased after me, he came after me. He didn't have to come, but he did. And he came to America. He by himself started the Back to Godhead magazine. In India, alone, when there was a paper shortage, alone when he had no funds, he had to fast sometimes so that he could save money to print. And he did it all because of his desire to save me. This is how I feel. Because I was sitting alone in my house in California, minding my own business. And someone knocked on the door and said, I brought you this magazine. I don't want it. I was ripped off. My last 50 cents. but I know you're into this stuff, so I'm leaving it for you outside the door. I didn't even answer because I was doing something else. And when I saw that magazine, the whole spiritual world opened to me. So book distribution, as Maharaj has ordered me to say something for the sake of this recording, book distribution is not about anything else except our intense desire to please our spiritual master and to please the Lord. And if our purpose is strong, then we'll be able to do it. Everything's based on our purpose. Whether what technique, what place we are in the world, what situation we have, what kind of books we have exactly, you know, is not as important as our purpose. And Prabhupada used to give the example that if your house is burning down to the ground and you don't speak the local language, you will be able to convey to the people next door that you need help. That means your purpose is strong. So similarly, if our purpose is strong, if we know what's actually in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that it is the greatest literature, that it's not a literature from this world, that it's from the spiritual world, it's descended here from Goloka Vrindavan. As Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, if you keep the Srimad Bhagavatam in your house, you have Goloka Vrindavan in your house. It's not different. It's the same as that planet. It's the greatest poetry in the world. And only through poetry can actually the message of Godhead be delivered, because it's so subtle. It's so sweet. It's so nice. Only that poetical language can deliver it. And it's perfect poetical language within the Srimad Bhagavatam, because it's the language of love from the spiritual world. And everything else in this world, however nicely composed it is, because it doesn't have the potency of Srimad Bhagavatam, becomes a cause for distraction. It becomes a cause for agitation. But the Srimad Bhagavatam says, sadyo hridyavarudyate, that very quickly, if you read Srimad Bhagavatam, adhoksaja, Krishna, will be arrested within your heart. He's so attracted to the sound vibration of Srimad Bhagavatam that he'll become arrested in your heart. So if we understand that, what a great thing it is that these great acharyas have brought us through disciplic succession and are passing down to us. And Prabhupada took the trouble, so much effort and trouble, to write this all down, to make sure that it was published and make sure that it was available and make sure it was printed. It's so hard to print a book, right, Maharaj? It's not easy to print a book to have. And Prabhupada made so many books using whatever facilities he had. So the first thing is that we have to realize what a wonderful gift we've been given. And if we appreciate it ourselves, then one way or the other, we'll be able to distribute it to others. One of the early book distributors, Buddhimanta Prabhu, was so enthusiastic to distribute the Bhagavad Gita that he would go out on the streets and he would fall down on his knees before people and beg them, please take this book. And they were so embarrassed that there was this big, tall American. He was very tall, strong, kneeling down before them, begging them to take it, that he took the book. So this is the only thing, the only medicine for this age of Kali Yuga, is hearing the sound vibration of the Hare Krishna mantra and the Srimad Bhagavatam. It's what Lord Chaitanya told us, Aradhyo Bhagavan, Rajesha Tanayas, Tadama Vrindavana Ramya Kachirupasana Vrajavidu Vargena Vokalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Amalam. He called it the perfection, the perfected fruit, the spotless Purana. So if we just appreciate what it is and try to take it ourselves as much as possible, and if we just try to distribute, Prabhupada said, he told Dayananda and his wife in an old letter, he wrote to them, he said, you're a very nice young boy and girl. If you just try to preach Krishna consciousness to others, just try, he said, then you will gain superior strength and knowledge in Krishna consciousness. So this is the perfection of our life, to follow in the footsteps of the great munis, the great sages who are liberated, who worship Adhoksaja, and to try to do something in this lifetime before it runs out that will be pleasing to those great acharyas. And there's nothing that Srila Prabhupada emphasized more than the distribution of literature. We come in this line from acharyas who've emphasized literature. That's our family business. And if we take that up in that spirit, then as Maharaj said, we will be blessed. And the Sankirtan, there's nothing else that's important in this lifetime, actually, than the Sankirtan Yajna. All other things will come from that. So if we concentrate there, then we will become successful. And I can say personally that I'm a very fallen person and that I'm always struggling in Krishna consciousness. But a few years ago, I know when you came to my house, Maharaj, and you brought all your deities. I remember I was in my house and I was getting ready for the program. We were moving all kinds of things out of the house to make room. And as I was moving out all kinds of unwanted things from my from my living room, I thought, these are like anartas. And on their own, they don't go out. It's like a glass of ink. If you have ink, if you pour in milk and you keep pouring more and more, it'll all go out. So I was thinking, Maharaj is coming, and I'm moving all these things out, these useless things. And so then he came, and he brought his deities with him, and he brought these wonderful followers who were worshiping the deities. And I still remember that night in our house when all his deities and shalagrams were there. And I remember when he left, I thought, how easy. You just get association. Then I felt like I could do it again. I could perform Krishna consciousness because he and his followers had been there. So I feel a great debt of gratitude. And this is the formula for Krishna consciousness. Get good association, stay in good association, and try to be don't try to be a great devotee, just try to be a good devotee. And do a little service, whatever's given us, and then Krishna will bless us. And that's the formula. Om Tat Sat, Hare Krishna. So I've only spoken here because Maharaj ordered me, and you saw him do it, so I had no other choice, and I thank you very much. Hare Krishna.